Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jacksonville Jaguars tight end Austin Seferian Jenkins. He joins us now as the Jags sent a statement across the AFC and to the Patriots, certainly, this past Sunday. Hey, Austin, good to hear from you again, brother. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me this evening. I mean, this morning.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, Austin. Let's start here. You leave the Jets in free agency. You sign down in Jacksonville. You know, they fall short in the AFC Championship game. When you look at the tone of this Jaguar team, the defense, everyone talks about that defense. You've gone up against it in practice, you know, and you've been around Bucs, Jets. How good, in your own words, how good is this Jaguar defense?
I think no question this is by far the hands down the best defense I've ever seen, whether it be depth of defensive line, to the starters, to the linebackers, the speed, playmaking, and instincts, to the corners, who are the best in the game, to our back end, who can cover tight ends really, really well man-to-man. So, I mean, this is really top to bottom, no question about it, the best defense I've ever played against in my life and I've ever seen. So it's really, really helpful for our offense to be able to go against them every single day and make us better.
You know, I always wonder about that, Austin, because obviously the competition day-to-day in practice is helpful, but I also, you know, like, they're not necessarily game planning to stop you on offense. So I've always wondered just how much a good defense can help an offense like yours get better. But obviously it sounds like a lot.
Oh, a lot, a lot. A really good defense can help you get a lot better individually and collectively as a group, you know, because obviously I've been one-on-one guys when we play man-to-man in practice, and you can work on certain techniques with the different guys that are going to guard you, whether it be Taj Gibson, you know, Brady Church, Ronnie Harrison, and I can go on, whether it be Jalen, Miles. It's a great opportunity to get your technique in and work it in, and because if you can beat those guys in a one-on-one situation with your technique, I feel like on Sundays, there's not many guys better than them.
You know, Jalen,
our defensive line, especially at our defensive line.
You know, Jalen's not making too many friends around the league these days. Is he annoying at practice sometimes,
I feel like
too?
He's got more friends now than ever. I think he's doing his job and he's speaking his truth and, you know, he's calling it how he sees it and he hasn't been wrong. So, I mean, people might not like him, might not want to be his friend because he's telling them about themselves and they don't like to hear the truth. But by that, he needs to keep doing what he's doing. I'm behind him.
Yeah, and as you should be, and Austin, I would say, does Jalen set a tone for that team?
I think the whole entire defense, I think the offensive and defensive lines really set the tone for this whole entire team. You know, I think it starts up front in the trenches with our big houses, and without those guys, I mean, our team is a completely different team. You know, the games are won and lost in the trenches, and I feel very good about our offensive line and defensive line.
You know, Austin, you've played for you played for a couple of different quarterbacks, played with, I should say, a couple of different quarterbacks. You go down to Jacksonville, and you know the league, and you know that Bortles has been maligned and criticized, even though the team went to the AFC Championship game. What has been your impression, early impressions here of your quarterback down there in Jacksonville?
I mean, like I said before, when I came here, I think he's a really, really...
I think we lost him. Yeah, I think Austin just lost him. We'll see if we can get him back on the line here right quick. But, you know, Austin's certainly a very, very talented tight end and was at the University of Washington and has had his troubles away from the football field, but has cleaned up it. Yeah, he's back with us. Austin, you go down to – what impressions of Bortles here? You dropped off there. Impressions of Bortles.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, you know, he's the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. There's no question about it. He's been a great player. Really his whole career, and he's been showing progression from his rookie season to now. And like I said, he gives guys opportunities and gives the guys opportunities to make plays, and he trusts his playmakers, and that's a big deal for a quarterback. And I think Sunday you got to finally see him kind of get out there, throw the ball around a little, show what he can do. I think this is no means, you know, the best he can do. I think he can do a lot better, and I think he's going to continue being better and developing at the quarterback position. I think he's really just scratching the surface of his potential, and I'm really, really excited, and I feel very fortunate to be here to watch it.
Austin, how do you work yourself into a group like this? Obviously, those guys have been together for a while now. They had their great success last season. Working off of that, it's relatively new to you. How do you make yourself part of the team?
It's pretty simple. Shut up and work hard. You know, I mean, everyone respects hard work, so just work your ass off. Come to work every single day. Don't think you're special. Don't think you're above anyone else. Everyone's equal. Just show up and work. People accept work and those types of things. Men respect that.
You know, Austin, do you hear, I'm sure you hear it, all the claims, Jacksonville now the best team in the AFC, class of the AFC, sent a message last week with the victory against New England.
Week two last week. So we're just worrying about playing the Tennessee Titans. They had a great time against us last year. We went 0-2 in division against them. And, you know, this is week three. I don't want to get into we're the best team this, we're the best team that. Man, this is week three. This is the third game of the 2018 NFL season. You know, it's way too early, way too small of a sample size to be making those claims or anything like that. We're just very, very excited to play the Tennessee Titans and have an opportunity to play such a quality team with quality coaches and quality players. And, you know, you talk about the best team in the AFC way down the road, you know. We're way down the road when it really counts, you know. Let's just focus on week three.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. But, Austin, how important was that game against the Pats?
Every game's important. It's week two. It's our first AFC conference game. So it was the most important game on our schedule up to that point. Now week three, this is our first conference game, division game, and now this is the most important game. We don't get built up into all that other hype that everyone else is talking about. Like, this is our first division game. There's no bigger game than this Sunday. There's nothing more important than this Sunday. And we're not going to get it built into who's better and who's all that. We're just ready to play football Sunday.
All right, so then what are the challenges that the Titans present this Jaguar team, your Jaguar team, Austin?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've got great running backs. You know, Deion Lewis, you know, Derrick Henry, you can go on. The offensive line is stellar. And, you know, they got the receivers. You know, Corey Davis, Rashad Matthews, Keyshawn Sharp. And then you can't forget about the quarterback, obviously. You know, he's a good player. So they like to run the ball. They've got similar style to us. And it'll be a good matchup. Defensively, you know, they got some really good guys outside. Brian Arakpo and Darren Morgan. Mike Morgan, excuse me. But this guy is, he's got number 99. Casey's going to be a problem. And we're going to have to deal with him. He's a good football player. And obviously, they got the guys in the back end that can play, and they got the corner that they just signed from New England. And, you know, they got Adore Jackson in the return game. So this team's very loaded, very, 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 very athletic, very talented, and like I said, very similar style of play of ours. But we're very excited for the challenge Sunday, and we should have a good opportunity to have a good football game.
Austin, I'm assuming throughout your entire football life, you've never been on a team that has gone 19 games between wins. But what do you think the Browns are feeling this morning after finally getting one last night?
Watching that game last night, I couldn't help but watch Baker Mayfield and where he carried that team out. I think they're happy as hell right now that they had just won. But honestly, I think they're hungry for more.
I would agree, and Mayfield, I mean, you have to love exactly what you saw from Mayfield last night.
I mean, what was it, 17-3 before he came in? He came in again. They ended up winning 24-17 or something, or 21. Or can't remember the exact score. But obviously, you know, you saw that momentum change once he entered the game and the plays that he made. So, you know, you got to obviously be happy for him. And, you know, Grant Dirk earlier had a great pick with that number one overall pick. And obviously, you can't forget about Denzel Ward and the impact he's making on the other side of the ball.
Curious, Austin, Leonard Fournette, banged up last week with the hamstring injury, but, you know, he's the bell cow running back for the Jaguars, and absolutely, he's going to get a lot of touches. You know, tell us a little bit about Leonard Fournette, the teammate, and what you expect the rest of this year from your big running back.
He's a leader on our offense. You know, he's definitely a leader on our offense. He's the workhorse of this offense. You know, everything is really centered around him and his ball. I mean, he was our number one playmaker. This guy just runs through shit and goes around shit. Do whatever he needs to do to get. He really loves his team. He loves his teammates, and I respect the hell out of him. That's what I do.
Hey, Austin, we certainly appreciate a couple minutes this morning. We do. Good catching up with you. Good luck against the Titans this weekend, and we'll catch up real soon.
All right, have a good one. Thank you for having me on, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.